Epilogue. Jax. I worked the soil around Camden's base, making sure the fertilizer was evenly distributed. The tree needed proper nutrients to grow strong. Had to take care of what fed you, after all. My hands in the dirt brought it all back. That night, the shovel biting into hard earth, muscles burning as I dug deeper and deeper. 6 feet down. I had to do it right. He looked so peaceful when I rolled him in, still unconscious from the second dose of sedatives, almost like he was sleeping. The paralytic would wear off soon, but by then, I was a couple heaps into filling the hole when I heard his first muffled gasps. Then the screaming started.
Help! Please! I can't move!
I remembered pausing, shovel full of dirt hovering over him. Funny how that feels, isn't it? Being trapped, helpless, watching everything you worked for disappear. His eyes had gone wild in the moonlight.
Jax, please, I'll give it back, all of it.
Another shovel of dirt. Like you gave it back to Laura in Seattle or Rebecca in Miami?
Please.
Shh, I'd whispered, tossing more earth over him. Think of it as an investment. You're going to help this tree grow big and strong. His screams grew weaker as the dirt piled higher. By the time I patted down the last layer, there was only silence. Now, a whole year later, I stood brushing soil from my gardening gloves. The tree had grown straight and true, nourished by its secret. Somewhere out there, other women were living their lives, building new futures, never knowing they'd been saved from his games. I patted Camden's trunk. You finally did some good in this world, I whispered, even if you had to be fertilizer to do it. The leaves rustled above me in response, and I smiled. Time to make more tea.